2014 was a big year for esports, video games that people watch others play. 27 million people watched the world championship game of League of Legends. Amazon acquired the video game viewing service Twitch. And it was a big year for Seattle esports, too. The University of Washington's own team brought home first place in a college tournament. They don't have cheerleaders yet or even uniforms, but college-level esports are taking off. Jackson Brown manages the UW team. They're called the Purple Caster Minions. Their game is League of Legends. It's a team-based game. Brown describes it the game as capture the flag on a screen. And he told Marcy Silman that winning that tournament put the Minions on the map.
Yeah, it was the North American Collegiate Championship hosted by Riot Games, the owner of League of Legends. They flew us down to Los Angeles, you know, put us up in hotels, and online the stream hit something like 200,000 people watching. So just that in itself was such an honor to be down there. And the reward of getting first place was each player and sub got $7,500 in scholarship.
Towards tuition?
Yes, yes.
That's fantastic.
And it's this quarter is being partially paid for by Riot Games right now, and it's one of the most entertaining things to look at my tuition statement and say, oh, you know, $4,000 from Riot Games. It's really, I just laugh. I'm like, this is amazing. You know?
I'm with Riot Game Collegiate Jackson Brown. He manages the University of Washington's League of Legends esports team, and as you heard, it's a team-based competitive computer game, and at least last year, the UW was the top of the heap in this part of the world. You know, I'm interested. I keep making comparisons in my head with the other sports at the UW. The football coach, Chris Peterson, mm-hmm. is one of the state's highest paid employees. Mm-hmm. The university pours millions of dollars into basketball, volleyball. So what has been the University of Washington response to your team or to esports in general?
Well, right now, I haven't been contacted by anyone in the athletic department, just even inquiring what we're doing, really.
But it's growing.
Yeah.
In addition to support from the university, there's moral support for the other UW sports students. Local citizens show up for all those games. There's cheerleaders. How have University of Washington students responded to esports?
Quite passionately. I was blown away as soon as we got top 16 in North America, and they started really streaming, and people were casting the games. People really started watching us from the university and started really cheering us on.
So, Jackson Brown, this mythical idea of the collegiate experience is like some crisp fall day where students all congregate in person together at Husky Stadium or someplace, and it's a communal thing. Do you ever feel like with this particular esport that you're missing out on that aspect of campus life?
I do enjoy, you know, going to those events on campus where it's just a bunch of college kids getting together and watching a football game or a soccer game. But when it comes to League, it's an online game. And so I think you have to assume that it's going to be an online community as well. After we have a match, we'll post a link to the stream. And then, you know, we'll get a good, I would say like 50 to 100 people watching usually the match. And just that kind of support's really, really cool to see.
Well, so you mentioned online. I know you have a very active Facebook group. And if a student wants to play a game, he or she can, and I think it's probably more he's than she's, but can post, you know, at X time of day, anybody want to play? And someone will reply pretty quickly. And I'm curious what it is about esports, do you think, that have really grabbed hold of students here and maybe students around the country?
What I can see, at least, is you don't have to have much to really get into esports. You just have to have a computer and Ethernet cable. And in some cases, up until a couple months ago, there was even a game hub down on the Ave close here. People really like that aspect, that you don't have to pay to get shin guards for soccer or a soccer ball, you know? It's cheap and it's fun. You know, you can get four other friends and make a team and just have a bunch of fun for an entire night.
Do you envision a time where esports will be viewed the same way, you know, the rowing team or the football team or the basketball team is?
Well, if you don't know, the World Championships of League of Legends was held in South Korea it was held in the Olympic soccer stadium, and it completely sold out the entire stadium, and it was viewed online by something like 12 million people. So if they are reaching numbers that are very close to, if not more than, I think, some traditional sports right now. Give it a couple more years and collegiate might be on the same level as that. But professional League of Legends is definitely there already, I would say.
So your team, the UW's, been doing really well. You brought home a big win last year. What happened after you guys won this big? You went to LA. You were on the stage. What happened when you came back?
After we landed and we're in the dorms and we were seeing people we knew. It was really joyous experience, because the team would just. Random people would see our sweatshirts, which say, you know, National Collegiate Champions, and they would be like, great job. Like, we watched you guys, and just that support was really cool to see. I walked into one of my classes one day, and I'm just the manager of the team, so I didn't really expect anyone to know me. But he saw my sweatshirt, and he came over and was like, hey, great job on winning, you know? And I was like, oh, wow, this is really cool for me. Thanks for watching us. It was if anyone in UW knew about League of Legends and knew about collegiate, I think they probably watched us and at some point tried to thank us or congratulate us for what we did.
That's Jackson Brown, team manager of the Purple Caster Minions, the University of Washington's own League of Legends esport team. I should add, award-winning esport team. He spoke with Marcy Silman. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.